Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. And we say welcome to the show. We'll be right back to start our show in just a brief second. To the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio, And like I said, we're having our open mic tonight, so you can come on and advertise your business live. So we welcome you to the show, and of course we're holding a general conversation. And the general conversation we're talking about is are you having a problem coming on?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do, get on. That's why I hadn't answered the call. I was waiting on them to let me on.
Okay, I don't see anybody coming on. So I didn't know if it was a station problem or what.
Let me try it again and see what happens.
No, because nobody's coming on.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm trying to see if maybe, I don't know if it's a connection problem or just what, but I don't have anybody coming on. And actually, and so when I didn't see you, I thought, I don't know what's going on. But yeah, try it again. If not, then maybe I need to log in again. Because we don't have anybody. Okay. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if we have a bad connection here. I'm not, but brothers and sisters, we're going to go to another small break. We don't know if we're having problems here or not, but we're going to go to a small break and enjoy the music until we get back.
Time I turn my head, you're all I see. To look in your direction, it appears that you pay no attention. But soon as I walk away, I can feel your eyes all over me. Your eyes tell me something's going on. I catch your glance, I catch your smile. I don't wanna be fooled by self-deception, thinking that this is love. I've been there before, don't wanna go back to...
And welcome back to the New Africa Business Association again. I am your host, Bilal Masanik Bynum. I think we have our co-host on, Brother Aziz.
Greetings. Abdul Aziz Shaheed here. Greetings, Brother Bilal, and greetings to our listeners. I'm looking forward to our show tonight, brother. It's been a long, long time between the last show, and a whole lot has happened, especially in this country, brother.
Yes.
You know, it's like I've just been reading, brother, which I don't like to hear, that most of the hospitals in the area, Virginia, over in the counties in Maryland, they've had an influx of new COVID patients, and they said they're getting ready to peak out again.
Yeah, no doubt. Matter of fact, I'm here. I'm broadcasting from Delaware, and it's even a few friends of mine have came up and found out that they may have the symptoms of it are. They have it, and many of them have the shots. And so
yes,
we don't know what's happening, but now we do know that there is going to be another fluctuation of this COVID. And it's already here. It's already on top of us.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. All I can do is tell.
But then, too, there's so many that are unvaccinated, especially here in the southern parts of, the southern parts of Delaware. And unfortunately, these folks are still using this thing as a political tool, and they're taking the advice of a madman, which was our ex-president.
Right.
And they and this is causing the death of so many Americans because they're hearing advice from those who should be caring for them, but they're being, especially those who may not be as well informed or as well educated. Some of these so-called leaders of theirs are just taking full advantage of them by telling them some real stupid stuff. And this stupid stuff is taking their lives. And one of them is telling them don't get vaccinated, when the same folks are telling you who don't get vaccinated are vaccinated.
Right.
We got another... Brother Aziz, I didn't know the exact numbers, but since 2000 until the present time, we done had more than 88,000 deaths in this country. Or is it 888,000? I think it's 888,000.
That's
almost
what it says.
a million people have died from this.
That's what I read.
And I'm saying this has just been within the less than 2 years.
Right.
And
it's all based on
this one?
Yeah.
It's pretty sad.
It's sad. And
yeah,
you know,
so I would be taking every vaccine, every pill, or anything I could possibly take.
Thing about it, I just hit the head on the evening news that the Washington football team, 19 of its members have COVID, so they're going to the reserve list, and they might even ask you and I to come out and try out to help them out just tomorrow.
They exploit these players for money the way that they're doing. They know that they need to shut down this season.
Mm-hmm.
They simply
because some of the players aren't getting it.
And have all these hundreds of thousands of folks that come together in the stands. Because of money, greed. Like you said, they go out and pick somebody out of the streets and they put on a helmet and go on out there and play in the game just to get through the game.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. It's like this country was set up with taxation without any representation, you know, being taxed by England, all the greed and all that. And we turn around and give them just enough time, and they turn around to be worse than the people that they broke away from.
Yeah.
It's the
same
kind of treatment. Yeah.
And
I don't see no break in it as you and I discussed some time ago when you brought up the fact that gas prices are low, oil prices are low all around the world, had been for a long time, very low. And the Saudis actually said that they had wanted to run it down to $28 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's 70-something dollars now, something like that, a barrel. I'm not positive. But anyways, it's only because of the oil company owners and producers, because only reason the price go up because they want to make it go up. They can't be selling making enough money now. They want more money and more money.
They're using this pandemic, Brother Razzies, for their excuses of running these prices up. And
yes.
It's all about
yes.
the excuses they can use from the pandemic, because with the pandemic,
yes.
nothing can really be accounted for. So they can lie. But whatever lies, the prices are going up. That's one of the reasons why I know when it comes to our communities, when it comes to the word inflation, we don't really know a whole lot about it, and many of our folks don't even understand it. They have no idea how inflation really works. But, you know, there is a natural inflation like we had during the Depression way back in the early 20s. That was a real inflation and depression.
Yeah.
But everything that's been happening lately has been man-made. And like you said, any type of disaster or any of it can create, the first thing it does is the market is performed by there's not enough folks working. There was an earthquake somewhere. A natural disaster that they can think of is always talking about the market. And because of that, the folks lose their savings, lose their retirements. It's all about greed as far as I am concerned. And until I can, and I mean, I'm not an expert, but I am a licensed financial planner. Have been for over 40 years. So it's my livelihood to know all about what's happening in the markets and what happens with the different markets that you can monies into, hopefully to better yourself. But at the same time, like I said, the folks losing their monies and especially their retirements. And like I said, look like it's just man-made. And it's made simply to make money. To make money.
Right.
They tell me that and we know that when it comes to economics 101 starts out with supply and demand. And we know, the pandemic could have possibly brought about a problem with supply and demand. Good possibility, but you know what you do? You always look at the evidence of things. And I look around, remember when they said back in the, before Thanksgiving, about 3 or 4 months before Thanksgiving, there won't be any turkeys. You better rush to get your turkeys right now because they're going to be on there. Did you see a shortage in turkeys between the time they announced that until Thanksgiving?
No, matter of fact, the prices.
And
the prices fluctuated too, you know.
Oh, and that's what I'm talking about. That's because they advertise there's going to be a shortage between whatever supplies and your demand to buy these supplies. So because they tell you that there's going to be the shortage, then now everybody have to spend extra money for the supplies that are there. It's almost like a bid war. You want this, it was $10, but who is the highest bidder is what it will sell for. And we can do that because we have a shortage in supply, so the consumers have this great big demand. Brother Aziz, did they realize that from the time we went into this pandemic about 2 years ago, and it's going on about 2 years now, that the American public has been indoors. We wasn't able to go out and spend our monies for the longest times, which means that we accumulated the monies that we would have normally spent, but it was all because it was all on a lockdown, we couldn't spend these monies. That has accumulated more than 2.2 $2 trillion that right now that consumers have to spend during these holidays. And these merchants know this.
Yes.
And so, again, they want to get your monies at the highest price because they know you have monies. And they, but they're jacking up the price because there is a shortage of supplies. At least this is what they tell you. But I look at these shelves and everything. I don't care whether it's in the grocery stores or what have you. I don't see nobody no empty shelves. Maybe somewhere in the rural areas where the markets are not as competitive or not as busy and there's not as much money to be made. But these areas, these big cities, I don't see no supplies and a shortage of anything. And I'm wondering if everybody else sees a shortage, but I do see higher prices on everything. Greed, brother.
Well, you know, one of the things that helped these marketers go is, like, I think you and I may have bought our Thanksgiving turkeys from the same area, same vendor, and, you know, we were buying, like, for 38 cents a pound, where in the stores they were 88, 98 cents a pound, sometimes a dollar a pound, because of also there's a pandemic when it comes to intelligent shoppers, consumers. Most people, we don't have a lot of intelligent consumers out there. Most of them are ignorant. They don't do any research on anything or whatever. That's why there's so many varieties of food out there you can eat. I mean, you know, it's like cheap food. We already know cheap food. You don't have any nutritional value there whatsoever. And what this pandemic has done has caused a lot of people to have a shortage on vitamin C, something that you would get out from the sun, that you'd have to spend at least a couple hours a day out in the sunlight getting some sun to get maybe a sufficient amount of vitamin D. I'm one of those persons that taking a vitamin D supplement because of something like that. And I know there are others. So this pandemic has caused a number of not only health issues, but stopped people from, as you said, getting out and spending their monies. We've seen so many businesses close down, restaurant businesses in particular. And now a number of big department stores are closing down. It seems like this company called... Amazon is taking the business from everybody. Seems like Amazon, you can buy everything through Amazon. You don't have to go to Walmart or Kmart. You don't have to go to Macy's or wherever. Go to Walmart and they offer the same thing. And they let you know that it's coming from Macy's also. So, you know, that's where the shortage is coming in, is these guys driving around these packages and dropping them off. You know, this company called Prime, and then UPS, and then the post office, and then FedEx. We got four different trucks running around through our neighborhoods working for dropping off packages and stuff that people are buying. And this is not only for this season thing now, but on a regular, they had on the news also that the post office is jammed with so much mail right now. They're really, really packed. And, of course, they need their, their temporary workers that they normally have during the season. But so do all of the other companies, too, need these workers. And then you got people that's working for companies like, you may have seen the article where the driver had dumped off packages, so many back there, that the person that called in said when they saw this area, it looked like a dump back there. And what it was hundreds of packages that this one FedEx driver had just dropped off and dumped them over in the area down on the side of a hill and down into like a ravine, but not a wet one. And there were all the packages. This guy got fired from the job, of course, but he's facing criminal charges also for what he did. So you got all kind of stuff going on like that. Plus, you got people following these trucks around through your neighborhood.
I think it's Canton.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they're stealing packages from the door. But that's just some of the things that's going on, Brother Bilal. But if we, you know, if we have any participants to come on in, you know, it's open mic. And primarily what we're doing here at the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C., is marketing and networking African-American business. And our goal has been for the last 7 years, not several years, but 7 years, is marketing and networking African-American businesses, letting them identify with one another just as well as the consumers, and bringing them together to set up business networks and perhaps help everyone in business themselves. Right now, we're getting ready to go off the air after the day for a couple weeks until after the new year. And our goal this year has been, even though we hadn't asked much about it, is getting membership to the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C. And we invite all our listeners and members to become a part of this this endeavor of spreading business information about one another throughout America. We're not asking much. We get our reward in seeing businesses network with one another and be able to do business with each other and employ African Americans in their businesses. But we still, in order to do this and stay on all year round and that, we still, you know, have to pay for that through a company. And it would be helpful. We allow anybody to come on and speak in that. But being a part of this and promoting this as we do by becoming a member, there are a number of things that you benefit from. You benefit from seeing other businesses on our website that we have that we're promoting, as well as knowing what they're doing. And you also have an opportunity to come on and promote your business also on our weekly program, as well as we have financial services. We have some of the best financial help out there, and we have legal help. We have the best legal help that you can find. And I encourage you to become a member of the New Africa Business Association. Brother Bilal.
Yes, Brother Aziz.
Could you inform our people of our change in the membership fee, that we're going to be giving them a new opportunity to join in?
Oh, yes. We will definitely. I'm going to sort of reserve it, I think, until just about the end of the show. But in the meantime, we'll continue with our show, and just about at the end of the show, we'll tell everybody how they can come on and become members of the New Africa Business Association. But like you said, we look forward to a much larger membership. But let me just correct one thing, Brother Aziz, as far as membership. Our memberships is really the Black Belt Wall Street. And that's what we're trying to bring to really get organized, is the Black Belt Wall Street, which give the name to Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Greenwood District. And of course, we know that none other than Booker T. Washington, is the one who created and organized the Black Belt Wall Street. So that's something that we here at the New Africa Business Association look forward to continuing and to strengthen all over this country. We're looking for a state directors to join Black Belt Wall Street to bring back Black Wall Street in your own state. And of course, we will be looking forward to identifying businesses in all of our states and communities, network with them, getting to know who they are. And hopefully we can be doing business locally and nationally with each other. But it's, so the New Africa Business Association has merged with the Black Belt Wall Street. And yes, our objective is to bring back the power of Black Belt Wall Street in every state in this country. So with that said, yes, our mics are open. And we look forward to networking, continuing to network. But like you said, this is our broadcast after tonight. We will take a break until the first of the year. So after tonight, we will stop our activities until the first of the year. So that's why anyone who comes on this evening, we welcome your comments. Of course, we have a subject here of inflation, a surplus spending, and but again, that we ask whatever your conversation or whatever your topic may be, we welcome your comments, and our mics are open to whoever is on the call. The callers, our mics are open to you if you have any comments or suggestions that you'd like to make at this time. Said, Brother Aziz, looks like it's still you and I. But like we were saying, you know, the thing about this inflation and these supplies and what do a small business person do? Now, like you were saying, all of the large businesses are doing quite well. Not only are your Amazons, but all of your large businesses are doing quite well during this closeout year. But it's the small business, because remember, the average increase in goods as far as wholesale, and I would say as far as large businesses are increasing, those increases went up to about 11 or 12% from their prices from last year. But that's the large business stores who are buying large quantities. What happens to the small business guy who has the mom-and-pop shop, the mom-and-pop clothing store, a boutique or what have you? What happens to that person if the large businesses have increased their prices 12%? What does the small business guy who have to pay twice as more because he can't buy as much in volume, what is his increase? Is it double? Is it triple? How does the small business person survive during these inflationary times? So if you're a business person or those of you who are contemplating and going into business, let us know how you're doing, and let us know how this inflation and the supply and demand is affecting your business. So again, our mics are open. We welcome any comments that our listeners may have. We welcome your comments at this time. All right, we will continue going on. And this is during these holiday seasons, I didn't expect too much business activities to be going on, because I mean, everybody's dealing right now with St. Nicholas and the other things that you'll be doing during these holidays. But again, we still try to promote as many, because African Americans are going to spend a lot of money during these holiday seasons. My thing is Black Belt Wall Street, our New Africa Business Association. My question is, how much of that money are we going to keep in our own communities? So again, we welcome your comments. And but that question is, how much of this huge amount of spending during this season, this Christmas holiday, how much of it are we going to be able to keep in our own communities? So brothers and sisters, if you call in and you can hear our voice, we have all of our mics open, so we will be able to hear your voice. So you can interject with us. You don't have to wait for to come on. We just ask that we interject with each other in a respectful manner. But I invite your anything you've heard us say you wish to add or bring on a newer subject. We welcome your comments, and then we welcome your participation. So so we have our ongoing business discussion going on here. And like I said, if you can hear us, I have all the mics open where you are able to participate right back, and we'll be able to hear you. So our mics are open. If you have any comments, we welcome your comments at this time.
Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Hotep calling from the East Coast. Great question. How much of the finances will stay in our community during the holidays? Not much, for many reasons. One, we don't often own the real estate. We don't tend to own the businesses, and we don't definitely own the wholesalers. We may have a few barbershops and beauty supply stores and maybe some brothers and sisters on the street that have their oils, etc. But for the most part, Arabs, Italians, Jews, everyone else, and even some of our Latino brothers and sisters are making the money. But also a trick that occurs is that economics is often just philosophy. These are not rules that come from chemistry or that are hard and fast, 1 + 1 = 2. These are philosophies that are marketed to us. For example, inflation. Inflation is simply the super rich keeping most of the profits, charging more money, paying employees less, downsizing firms, etc., and then they create this magic thing called inflation. It's really just BS. So unless we start to buy black or brown or Moorish, unless we create our own digital currencies and own wholesale, unless we have black farmers and start going to people that cook our food that look like us, and unless we stop giving the rent money and mortgage money to communities that look out for themselves, Italian Americans, white converted Jewish Americans, this Christmas, maybe 1% of the money will come back in our community. Meanwhile, everyone else keeps circulating, and it's unfortunate. Thanks for the time. It's Hotep.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, bro. Like I said, we welcome your comments, and we ask you to continue to share in with us this evening, because what you just said is exactly what the topic of our conversation and what we've been discussing all evening is, that this inflation, and like I said, because and the brother that was just speaking is right on top of it. The big business folks, they know that because of this pandemic and folks been in having to stay home for the last year and a half or 2 years, there is a lot of consumer spendings that they have. And one of the reports that came out is that there is more than $2.2 trillion that right now that consumers during this holiday season have on their possessions that they're ready to spend. But again, like he was saying, and I think it's very true, that because I want your monies, but I don't want to give up that much services or what have you, but I want your money, so therefore I am going to inflate these prices, and then I am going to tell you that there is a shortage in supplies where you all have to compete to spend the larger dollars that I'm charging you. So they know the monies are out there to be spent by consumers, and believe me, they're driving these prices quite high. So, we welcome your comments, and it's going to take. And this is what I mean: African Americans need to communicate about business in every community in our country. We need to start communicating about businesses in our communities. Because, again, until we start owning, and we've been talking about this on the radio for quite some time, the first thing is, yes, owning your own property, building your own house or your own office, your own business, owning that yourself. And we know that we, from being on this Blog Radio now for over 7 years, we have thought about African Americans who can now come into communities and they can build our communities just the way we want them. We have our own engineers, our own contractors, everything that it takes. And you've heard from these persons because they've come on our shows just like this young man is introducing himself. But yes, we have the connections now after communicating with each other for over 6 years. It's just a matter now of our building these communications and getting to know each other. But like I said, the biggest thing is owning our own properties, our own businesses, our own homes. But the ownership is everything, and so yes, brother, we invite you and any other of our listeners who are listening, and we're opening the mics up to all listeners this evening because we want to hear from you, and so we'll know how to go into our programs next year, being very proactive. So again, we welcome your comments. Our mics are open.
Yeah, Brother Aziz here. I wanted to bring up the fact that during this holiday season, as they call it, African Americans, as the brother Hotep came on and just said, we're spending a lot of money. I don't know what the millions of dollars are, but it's billions of dollars we're spending during this season. But again, like you said, we don't have the services. We don't own none of those places where a lot of this is going on. But however, to still play into that, we have a program that African Americans add to in buying in this season. And if we're not buying something from us, then celebrating Kwanzaa, you know, we're still buying gifts, as the brother said, from a number of places that they're not owned by us. They're big multinational corporations. And one of the things that I would suggest besides the Kwanzaa, and this is just something I was telling some other brothers, that what we need to do as African Americans is do away with that whole Christmas concept, because, you know, we know that most of the consumers don't know about buying and marketing that, because they don't study and they don't pay attention to the information that's out there for them to be able to make a good buyer's decision offer. But what I'm saying is that this Christmas holiday is something that was just brought into America. America didn't start out celebrating any Christmas or anything like that because there wasn't nothing like that in existence. Now, you well, know, and
Brother
then
Aziz,
we want to tell
Brother Aziz, if you don't mind, again, New Africa Association Block and Black Belt Wall Street, as far as the Christmas holidays, I mean, most as Americans, Christmas celebration is, I mean, I've been doing it all my life, and all Americans that I know has been celebrating. I don't see, I mean, if you believe in celebrate. My thing is that when it comes to the cost of your celebration, keep that cost in our own communities. We know that last year, just during the month of December, now we don't have the statistics for this year because it hasn't happened, but last year we know just during the month of December that African-American females spent more than $1 billion just during the month of December on nothing but hair. And I'm saying, fine, buy all the hair you want to buy and buy it for Santa Claus or anybody else you want to buy it for, but keep the monies in your community. Black folks need to sell hair to each other. And any other products that you're out here buying during these holidays, fine. Celebrate your holidays. Please celebrate and enjoy. But we're going to spend that kind of monies, keep it in the African-American communities. And that's, and again, this is just my opinion, and I'm not trying to change your opinion, Brother Aziz, or anybody else's. But my whole thing as a business person is that I am not so interested in your what you're celebrating as I am interested in keeping the monies, especially a portion of it, in my own communities. Because we know that when it comes to money staying in the African-American communities, I think you're the one who gave me the statistics on that. And I'm going to have you to repeat those statistics, Brother Aziz. How long does the money stay in our community once we receive it?
You know, 6 minutes, you know, something like that. But
did you say six minutes, Brother Aziz?
Yes.
6 minutes.
Yes.
Don't
Black
you think
doing,
that's
Black
something
Wall
to be
Street
very alarming about?
Right. But,
look at the billions of dollars you're talking about moving out of the community in 6 minutes. That's quite alarming. Keep that in our communities. That's what I would like to see. But like I said, our mics are open, and it's not about me. It's not about my co-host. It's about our communities and our societies. What do you think we should do to keep the monies flowing in our communities? Our mics are open. We welcome your discussion. We welcome your opinion.
Brother Bilal, I wanted to conclude what I started. The reason why I was bringing up those references was I wanted to conclude it so that people don't think I was going off on a tangent. What I was leading up to, besides all these holidays, was us coming up with a holiday that we call Ancestors Day, and this is a holiday that we're making a memorial to all our ancestors, Black, your grandmother, your grandfather, your brother, whoever has passed on before you. But those that are living and celebrating Ancestors Day, that is a day that we buy gifts, that we try to focus all our money on Black-owned businesses or whatever to buy gifts and exchange with one another. I was just adding, I just wanted to put that out there.
Brother Aziz, if we could start such a day, I would be for it 100%. Remember, we've already asked that on Fridays. We've been asking this for over a year. Did African Americans defer buying from anybody other than their own communities on Fridays? Of course, it's out there, if it may not be working, but there's nothing wrong with keeping that message out there, and hopefully it will work. So what you're saying, hey,
that's all I wanted to do was put that out there.
No, yeah, go right ahead.
I just want to put it
right there. Go right ahead.
And
go
somebody,
right ahead.
Somebody might pick that up and say, oh, yeah, start something called Ancestors Day.
Excellent.
You know, I don't need to take credit for it, but I just wanted to put it out there to our listeners that this could be a day that we celebrate, and these trillions of millions of dollars that we're spending in other businesses, it would give us time to think about some black-owned businesses, by black or wherever, where African Americans have businesses, and you could get a gift from there to give to your friend or whatever on our Ancestors Day.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. It gives us a chance to focus on.
Brother Aziz, you know, we have Kwanzaa. Because, you know, we've started Kwanzaa because, like you said, many African Americans want some sort of recognition from this Christmas holiday, something that we didn't have. So Kwanzaa was our representation. And I think it's wonderful. The only thing, again, are we making as much income from Kwanzaa as we were making from Christmas? And if so, can we start keeping the Kwanzaa monies coming into our communities? Because we know that I think when we get our Christmas report and we get our statistics on monies being spent on Christmas and from the African American spending, I think we're gonna see a very, very large amount of spending. But I pray that Kwanzaa will bring in the same kind of revenues to the African American businesses that Christmas is bringing into all business and look like other than the African American communities. So, but you know, I'm with you. I would love to see whatever that will work go to work for us. So again, our mics are open. We welcome your comments. There are callers trying to, and please do, but like I say, interject what you mean, what you may.
Yeah, what you mentioned is a powerful point about Kwanzaa. There's a huge challenge, and that's called intellectual property. Community, which is African American, but also my ancestry is Afro-Caribbean and some other stuff. But we're all family because the slave ship dropped some of my people in the Caribbean and Brazil and some of my people here in America, just like you all. We don't own the trademarks and service marks. So if you look at Kwanzaa, for the most part, when we spend money buying Kwanzaa cards, et cetera, it goes out of the community because we don't own the trademark. So whatever we create, whatever we call it, it will be crucial to contact the USPTO, U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, fill out a form and trademark it, because otherwise it'll happen like jazz and blues and gospel and hip-hop and everything
right,
we create.
Right.
Other people will come along after we do the work. Look at the weed business. We've been in jail for decades for weed, and now other people making money off the weed. we need to have the legal side tied
very
down.
Good point. Excellent point.
And
there,
also,
right.
Excellent.
And if
no,
I can mention
ahead.
About
go
Christmas,
right
about the Christmas, we really don't need money to be powerful for Christmas. We could do bartering. Someone is an accountant. Someone else is a music producer. Someone is a massage therapist. Someone else is a physical therapist. And say, look, you ain't got the money. I got the money. But why don't we set up our own bartering system like some Germans do? That's how German businesses, many of them survive economic downturns. They have an negotiation where even if their economy crashes, many German entrepreneurs survive. We don't have that. And I think when Martin Luther King got us to buy and spend with Anglo-Americans, it actually destroyed the black business infrastructure. I think he may have totally miscalculated. We were doing better with black business before that, and now all the money goes to our Anglo colleagues and business associates. Thanks.
Yeah.
Excellent point. And, because, that's what happened to Black Belt Wall Street. The white folks patented it. And that's why we don't, that's why I don't promote Black Belt Wall Street, because it don't belong to us anymore. But Black Belt Wall Street, they can't take. We have all, there are too many states are involved. But the Greenwood District, known as Black Wall Street, yeah, they put a patent on it and took it. And not only that, they took Greenwood. So this is what happens when you don't have patents and you are not protecting your business rights. And so excellent point that a young man made. By the way, brother, we invite you, like I said, the New Africa Business Association and Black Belt Wall Street, we have many participants. And sometimes you can come on this station and you might find hundreds of us on this station from all over the country. Other times you may come on, especially, like I said, this is the holidays, and many of our participants are doing whatever they do. But we invite you. You sound like you might be a person, I mean, that we need in our communities, because we need informative thinkers. We need informative speakers. We need to inform our communities. Our communities, they keep saying that we don't have this knowledge. We don't. Well, collectively, we do have the knowledge. We just don't have the right folks coming on sharing the knowledge. And one of the reasons why those folks may not be coming on sharing the knowledge is because they don't have a point as to where they can be heard. And this is what the New Africa Business Association and Black Belt Wall Street has been trying to do. And now we're going on our sixth year. So we invite you to continue to come on. And like I said, we definitely would encourage your membership and anybody else that you can think of to bring on, to continue the efforts of network marketing, identifying with each other with businesses. And this is the way we network, by actually come on to discuss on our radio station. But at the same time, especially after this pandemic passes, we actually come to your communities and we actually network right in the communities sometimes select the communities. Sometimes the community will invite itself, but we will get into those communities and we'll network and do business. And that's what we're traveling around and always doing, network with each other, identifying businesses, and it's always, hopefully, at these places that we're speaking, we can pick up a client. And so even tonight, hopefully we've said something as to where you will deal with our business associates and go to the New Africa Business Association, our website. That would be the newafricabusinessassociation.com. DC, New Africa Business Association.com, DC, and go to our website. You can see how you can become a member, and you can become, see all of our other activities. And by the way, we know we need to update our website, so we're looking for some of our experts out there that can do some things with our website, so we can be much more promotional with our website. But by all means, we invite participation. At this time, I am going to go into our closings. I don't see a need to stay on for 2 hours tonight. We will be discontinuing our broadcast until January 2000. After tonight, we're going to take a break. But we ask you, brother, thanks so much for your comments. And we ask you to come back on with us and continue to support and spread the word on the New Africa Business Association. Brother Aziz, I'm going to let you go into your closing. And then we will consider closing out. Any closing
remarks?
Can
I quickly tell you, we have a conference, the Big Black Conference, coming up this Saturday, free, covering black empowerment, black martial arts, black security force, blacks in science. And we have a few politicians and celebrities coming to lend their support. BigBlackConference@gmail.com this Saturday. And I already have one of my colleagues on your website now so that we can join up, because the solution to this is actually working together. A lot of blacks with knowledge don't come to the table. The reason is they're basically sold out and they don't want to show the master, the system, that they're down with us. So we have the billionaires and we have other folks, but most of them keep the secrets. Very few will come to the table, and so when we find people like you all that come to the table, if we work together, we can do just like what the Italians have done and the Irish have done. In fact, we can do more because we have the resources in the Caribbean, in Brazil, and in Africa, and in America. It's just taking unity. Thanks so much for your time, Hotep.
Brother, well, thank you so much for being saying that we need you to become one of our directors, and we will be more than happy to become a director in your organization. But the whole thing, like you said, is to communicate and work together. So look forward to your coming back with us next year and continuing the work that must be done in our business communities. Again, if we have any other comments from any of our other listeners, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Aziz. But any comments from any of our listeners at this time? Okay, Brother Aziz, I think I'm going to turn it over to you for your close-out remarks, and we'll go from there.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank all our participants tonight and Brother Hotep that came on and all of the very good information that he gave us. And as always, I'd like to say we're always talking about networking, marketing, African-American businesses, finding ways to keep that money within our community where it'll circulate. As I read, and I can be corrected on this, but I was told, I read this on the internet, that it took like 6 months for the dollar to leave the African-American community down there in Greenville and Tulsa, Oklahoma. 6 months before it left out of our community. And no community today, does the money stay in it that long. But at that time, that's how much businesses we had in our community. And I'm saying that if we had those same type of businesses in our community today, it would stay there the same way, because we do like doing business with one another. And as the Brother Hotep said, whether we're in the Caribbean, here in America, or in Africa, we like doing business with one another. It's just that spirit. So what I wanted to say was thank everybody for coming on, and I pray you have good season's greetings, and hope you have good holidays and all that, and we'll look forward to you becoming members of the New African Business Association of Washington, D.C., and looking forward to you to have you in the new year. And Brother Bilal, thank you for all the work you've been doing here throughout this year and putting this program together and bringing it together, and I'm thankful that you invited me to be your co-host for a period of time, brother, and I hope we can continue on to build this, brother. So thank you, brother. And back to you.
Oh, so, Brother Aziz, you know, I wouldn't want to do this show without you. So until next year, Brother Aziz, you just had the last...
as woman friend and share with black folks not of kin. to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say. And I won't have you here, your white teacher, who told me you love your black preacher. Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say my people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation,
we'll make a better society. And if you had a choice, of course, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice, of course, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brother?